I'd like to give thanks today for our country. And I'd like to pray for our country and ask you to join me. There's a few times on Memorial Day, previous to Memorial Day, that weekend, maybe Saturday, I'll get a knock on my door from the commander of the American Legion and say, "Pastor, we need your prayers." Isn't that a good invitation? And so he said, "We're going to meet Monday, 8 o'clock, at the American Legion." They get a bus, and all the veterans get on the bus. And I get on the bus with them, and we go to all of the cemeteries in town, and there's taps and different protocol that they have, and then I say a prayer. But when I get on that bus, I realize why they need our prayers, because it smells like alcohol from stem to stern. And I was at the first time I did it, I said, "This is the first and last time I'm doing this." Afterwards, they have a big breakfast in the American Legion Hall, and all the veterans and the families, we all get together. And I thought, well, this was a nice opportunity. But at that breakfast, I got to speak with some of the veterans. My father wasn't a veteran, and he didn't serve. And so I never got to really ask him about what that war experience. But speaking with some of these veterans and listening to them, it's quite an eye-opener. Do it, young people. Find somebody who's served in one capacity or another. It's good to talk to them. Find out what sacrifice is about, what serving is about. And when I listened to some of these soldiers, older gentlemen who saw combat, I was fascinated with their stories. But a lot of them said, "You know what? We went because we fought for principles that we believed in." And I hate to be negative, but a lot of them were saying, some of those principles we fought for are no longer here. And you should hear the group when these veterans get together. Maybe you have. And that's sad. But yet there's so much good that's still in America. And our freedom, this very camp, thank God, I was out front and I saw it founded in 1946, a little bit after the war. Still going strong, still able to praise the Lord as loud as we like. Hint, hint. Right? We have that freedom to worship here and to enjoy the presence of the Lord. Thank God for that. But what really came to my heart when I spoke to these veterans and the sad note about some of those principles are gone, I thought this: for we who belong to the kingdom of God, our principles are still intact. And we have an unshakable kingdom. And although there's gathering clouds and things do sometimes, we get together and, you know, the rhetoric about where's our country going, what's happening, and who's in charge, and what's going on here, I come to realize that our light must grow brighter. We who belong to Christ, we must speak more bold, worship louder, walk in the light as He is in the light, maybe more now than ever. And this generation as well. And it's time where the line is drawn in the sand, isn't it? And it's time to stand and say, this is who I am. I belong to the King of Kings. Our country needs this more than ever. So I hope you don't mind if I lead us in prayer for our country on this Memorial Day weekend. When you think about how many sacrificed their time, their homes, and ultimately their lives, that we might have this freedom. And like I mentioned too, everywhere you go, people are talking about America and what's happening. And we need to talk to God and ask Him to come. So will you join me, please? Could I ask you if you could please stand with me and pray?
Yes, Lord. Come to our
country. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Lord Jesus. Lord, we call on your name.
Jesus.
Oh God.
Come, Lord.
Lord Jesus. Father, we want to lift our voice on this Memorial Day weekend and ask you to come to this great country. Lord, we know that America is not the kingdom of God. But we know, Lord, that your church is here. And we want to ask, Lord God, that you will strengthen the church. Lord, that your people will so walk in the light as you are in the light. Lord God, that it will affect this country in such a mighty way. Lord, we are grateful today for those who laid down their lives, who sacrificed, then built this country, dear God. We appreciate those who served and gave their all. And Lord, we of course think of how you gave your all. We think of how you learned obedience through the things you suffered. And you are the example for us. And Lord, you were the great example for this country. And so we want to come humbly before you and ask today, dear God, that you'll so move in our country through your church, Lord, from coast to coast, that once again we'll stand firm on the wonderful principles of the Word. Lord God, that we'll, though that there are gathering clouds, though there are compromise, that your church won't compromise. And Lord, that we'll have the courage and the Holy Spirit to stand, dear God, where things are slipping. Lord, in the local, whether it's in the local or across the nation, that God will stand, and having done all, stand against the wiles of the enemy. We pray, Lord, that you'll pour the Holy Spirit on your church again in a fresh and new way. Lord Jesus, oh God, we pray, dear Lord, that you will help us in our walk, help us in our talk.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray, God, that you'll help us in our churches to just stand, Lord, stand up for Jesus. We believe you to do this, oh God. Have your way, have your will. We pray, Lord, that our neighbors, our schools, our colleges will be affected by a church that is so in tune with you, so abiding in you. This is our cry today, dear Lord. We pray, oh God, that as you have given your all, that, Lord, we'll give our all. And we ask, dear God, today that you will come to our government and come to those in authority. We do pray for them, Lord. We pray, God, that you will move. We're so grateful for those who know you, Lord, and who serve you and are in office. We pray, God, for that you'll encourage their hearts and give them the strength, dear God, to stand and the integrity to be honest and to keep themselves in the light and to walk in the light, even through those halls of government. We believe you to do this. And so we ask this all, Father, believing you to move. And we know our prayer isn't just alone. We know the church is praying. And so we ask this, Father, all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated?
God bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the
how many churches are represented here this morning? I know, I got it. There's one church. But I think you know what I mean. And in the Bible, by the way, there is one church, but in the Bible also there are many different churches in different locations. And you can use it either way, depending on the context. And so I'm using it in the latter sense. Where are you from? All over. Okay, more specific information. Where all over are you from?
New Beginnings Hyde Park.
New Beginnings Hyde Park?
Right.
Never heard of the place. That's good, Brother Bob. Where else, who else is from who where? Williamsburg. Who said Williamsburg? Brother Tom, you're from Williamsburg? You get a long commute every time. I thought Brother George would maybe say Williamsburg. Where else?
Flora Park.
Flora Park. Okay, I know where that is.
Zion Church of Woodhaven.
Chinese Zion Church of Woodhaven. Where are you from?
Ridgewood.
Ridgewood. And you're from the Zion Chinese Church of Woodhaven. All right, that's good. What else?
Ozone Park.
Ozone Park. I've heard of that place. Ozone Park. Yes. Where else?
Keensburg.
You say Keensburg? He thinks it's Kingsburg. And wherever it is. Keensburg. Yes. Well, who else?
Harvest Time Church.
Okay, I've heard of that. Canarsie Full Gospel Church. Come on, don't be ashamed.
Calvary Gospel Church, New York Mills.
New York Mills. Okay, good, good. Miriam, that's nice. Anybody else?
Wilson Avenue.
Wilson Avenue, Pentecostal Church. Good, all over the place. Why don't we pray for our churches? It's a little late for some of you, maybe. For some of you, like Wilson Avenue, it's very early. We've got another couple hours before we need to pray for them. But let's pray for our churches. Wherever we're from, wherever you're from, part of the integrity of America is the church. And if the church is weak and falling apart, so is America. I know the family, too. The family's important. But the churches are made up of family. And God bless America. God bless our families. God bless our churches, that they might be the lighthouses that He wants them to be. And that His name may be glorified. Lord, you've heard the names mentioned of the various places where your people worship on Sundays, throughout the week. And Lord, you know each one of these assemblies. Bless every pastor. Bless every worker. Bless every parishioner. We pray, Lord, that collectively in that community there would be a light that shines from each one of these places of worship, and that sinners will be drawn to you and lives would be changed and your name would be glorified.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we're not the local Kiwanis Club. We're not the American Legion. We're not just a bunch that comes together for camaraderie. But we gather together in your name.
Yes.
In your name, dear Lord.
Yes.
To honor and to glorify you and to let you live out your life in us and through us. And we pray that the church would be the church as you've called it to be. Lord, may we be done with lesser things. And may, Lord, we get around to the place where we realize that we're the lights and we're the salt of this earth. Lord, if we've lost the saltiness, we're good for nothing. If we've lost the light and it's hidden under a bushel, it's doing nobody any good. But we pray that the Holy Spirit will empower every assembly at every church. And Lord, that we would be like cities set on a hill that cannot be hid. That the wayfarer and the woebegone and the people that need real help, those that are sick, Lord, that they might be able to find a place of safety where they can be nurtured to health and get their lives back together again. Help us, Lord. Help your people, we pray. We thank you again for each assembly. And Lord, this morning as they're gathering, I'm sure, and as they're worshiping you, and Lord, as your word is going forth, we pray, Lord, for each church that you will bless and manifest yourself as you desire to this day. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done this day, Lord, in and among your people, even as it's being done in heaven. We thank you for it, Father. Well, we pray especially for Brother John, for Sister Elsa today. Lord, bless them. help them. Our brother would no doubt be here working, but for the sickness in his family. And we pray, Lord, that you will draw very near today, Lord, and be with Sister Elsa in a special way today. Make your presence manifest to her. Lord, we pray, come to our sister. Come and help them. Help Brother John. Help Sister Elsa. Lord, we look to you on their behalf and ask you to help them. For Jesus' sake, we ask it. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for the family of God. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you that we can love one another and pull together with one another and believe you, dear Jesus, to have your way in these days, in this crucial era that we live. Lord, may we be for all for Jesus, all for Jesus. We ask it in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, dear Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.